Blackstone Audio presents Earthborn by Orson Scott Card. To Jerry and Gail Argetsinger, before the pageant, before the costumes, before we were cast in the roles we play today, you taught me how to create a lasting love. Once, long ago, the computer of the starship Basilica had governed the planet Harmony for 40 million years. Now it watched over a much smaller population, and with far fewer powers to intervene. But the planet that it tended to was Earth, the ancient home of the human race. It was the starship Basilica that brought a group of humans home again, only to find that in the absence of humanity, two new species had reached the lofty pinnacle of intelligence. Now the three peoples shared a vast massif of high mountains, lush valleys, and a climate that varied more with elevation than with latitude. The diggers called themselves the Earth People, making tunnels through the soil and into the trunks of trees they hollowed out. The angels were the Sky People, building roofed nests in trees and hanging upside down from limbs to sleep, to argue, and to teach. The humans were the middle people now, living in houses above the ground. There was no digger city without human houses on the ground above it, no angel village without the walled chambers of the middle people providing artificial caves. The vast knowledge that the humans brought with them from the planet Harmony was only a fraction of what their ancestors had known on Earth before their exile 40 million years before. Now even that was mostly lost. Yet what remained was so far superior to what